On to our next piece of news. UN war crime investigators have raised alarm over the staggering loss of civilian lives in Syria's Raqqa as U.S. forces battle the ISIL in the region.
We note in particular that the intensification of air strikes, which have paved the ground for an SDF advance in Raqqa, has resulted not only in staggering loss of civilian life, but has also led to 160,000 civilians fleeing their homes and becoming internally displaced.
The head of the UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria went on to say that the people of Raqqa have been subjected to crimes against humanity, war crimes, and genocide. He says that he and his colleagues have also recorded blatant violations of abuse and continuous willful violations of international humanitarian law in Raqqa. Pinheiro says that there must be a mindful accountability for the documented rights violations, adding that such lack of respect for international norms must be addressed. Let's see, Matt Florence, activist and political commentator, joins us from Oxford. You know, reading down this list of violations that are taking place, the one that stands out right now is the U.S.-led airstrikes. We're talking lots of civilians that repeatedly have died now, and this has gone to the point where the U.N. is coming out saying it. Where does the accountability comes in? I mean, it's a good thing they're saying these are being killed, these civilians are being killed, but then what's next?
Well, what the United States wants next is, as it always has, is to topple the Syrian government, and that includes causing as much chaos as they possibly can. The United States, its pilots and its soldiers, most of them don't understand what the war is about. They're told, they're brought up in poorer areas in the United States, they're told you can go to college if you join the army, and before they know it, they're shipped out to a place like Syria, they don't know what they're doing, and they're told to kill Syrians for causes which they themselves don't understand. As for accountability about these war crimes, I think that the worst details are yet to come if this war and the Syrian war is anything like past wars which the United States has been in. There was the Korean War, in which the United States invaded Korea and 3 million Koreans died. But the worst details we only learned decades after the war, details of the No Gun Ri massacre, in which the American troops were gunning down Korean refugees, including children. They were ordered to shoot refugees which they knew did not have weapons. And if we go to a much more recent war, we go to Iraq. After the invasion of Iraq, there were set up detention and torture camps. Most famously, you've probably seen the pictures of, it's off the top of my head. I can't remember the exact name of the torture camp itself, but there were these very famous pictures. Abu Ghraib, yes, that was it, yeah. These infamous pictures that we saw in the news of American soldiers hooding and electrocuting and even setting attack dogs and committing sexual assaults upon their prisoners. We didn't know that during the very beginning stages of the Iraq war. So when we hear about American human rights abuses in Syria today, I think that the very worst details are yet to come. We already have hints that they're using chemical weapons such as white phosphorus, which is incredibly ironic of the United States, given that they only recently accused Syria of using chemical weapons, even before an investigation had taken place. And we already know that the United States has one of the worst track records when it comes to chemical weapons. There is the atom bomb, not a chemical weapon in a traditional sense, but one of the most blatant, horrible killing of civilians in history, even when the war was just coming to an end. It wasn't to end civilians, as they claim. And one of the most iconic cases, I would say, is the use of napalm. For those people watching who don't know what napalm is, it's a liquid substance which burns through the victims. So they spray this liquid and it ignites, burning alive everybody in the area. And then there was Agent Orange, which was a chemical used to strip trees of their leaves, so that the United States could easily see the enemy on the ground without trees getting in the way. And this caused mass cancer and birth defects in Vietnam. Entire generations of children were being born with mental defects, with deformed eyes, with skin over parts of their mouth where they shouldn't be, and with limbs that could barely work. So I don't think that the United States has any interest in protecting civilian lives in the country. I know I'm supposed to come on the news and I'm supposed to be as non-biased sounding as I possibly can, but given this history, it would be dishonest of me to make apologies for the United States.
Okay, it's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you. Matt Florence, activist and political commentator from Oxford.